Another important and challenging area of information policy is the relationship between economics and information. So looking at economic thought historically, originally information was under-theorized. If you look at older economic articles, individuals and firms are assumed to have perfect information. This is no longer a commonly held view. But information is now increasingly seen as a source of economic value. This drives a lot of the discourse around intellectual property rights and innovation, and we'll look at many of these issues in detail both in our discussion of the information society and in our module on intellectual property rights. What we've also seen more recently is a rise of interest in information work and information labor, and this will also play heavily in our discussion next week where we look at the information society. One important note is that the idea or the term information policy can also be traced to the work of Marc Porat in 1977. It is important to note, though, that he was writing from an economic perspective. And finally, to also address the relationships between economics and innovation, it's important to note that fiscal policy in particular is kind of overarching meta policy. If there isn't money, a certain information policy won't happen. So as we noted earlier, there's a new $500 million fund for broadband. In this regard, we can see fiscal policy as a kind of meta policy that enables information policy.